I'm Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada partners with churches around the world to support persecuted believers and advocate on their behalf. Spokesman Greg Musselman says the latest uptick in Uganda is starting to look like persecution in Nigeria. The parallels are concerning, to say the least. So what's causing the trend, and why Uganda?
The radicalization of militant Islam is growing throughout Africa. Uganda happens to be the country now being targeted, but it's certainly not the only one. Radical Islamic groups are feeding off of what's happening in other places. As I mentioned, Nigeria. Also, we've seen the Al-Shabaab very active in Somalia. They're trying to spread their brand of Islam to wherever they can.
And now that you know, what'll you do? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
It could be easy to just put our hands up and say, well, there's nothing I can do. Yes, we can all pray. When we hear the stories, be praying for those situations.
And the hope of Christ is contagious in Vietnam, but believers also pay a heavy price for their faith. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
When Thuan first heard the gospel message, he didn't know believing in Jesus would cost him 2 years at a prison camp. He couldn't keep the good news to himself after he gave his life to Christ. Soon, there were 17 new believers gathering each week in Thuan's home for worship and Bible study. It wasn't long before police officers took notice. Thuan was sentenced to 26 months at a prison camp under Vietnam's 2018 law on religion and belief, which requires government approval for all religious activity. This law creates a loophole for persecution, and believers throughout Vietnam suffer as a result. You can help them through Christian Aid Mission. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.